This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. May 20th is World Refugee Day, a day established by the United Nations to remind people of the plight of the world's refugees. There are more than 65 million refugees in the world, people who have fled war, poverty, the effects of climate change, unemployment, and other issues. The international labor movement wants governments to help refugees by ensuring that they have public services, decent work, and a welcomed place in the community. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States.
Welcome, refugees. That's the message of trade union men and women all around the world. Working families, they're the victims of conflict, of economic desperation. Men and women and their children who've had no part in the arms trade, the dictatorship, the divisiveness of the conflicts that have driven them out of their home, yet they're the victims. We welcome them to our nations. We accept shared responsibility and we call on governments to do the same. These men and women want what we want: safe refuge, safe homes, the right to work, decent work, and the security of raising our families with hope. We call on governments to stop putting up barriers, stop the physical walls, the military barriers, indeed the legislative opposition. People are human beings. We stand with refugees. We ask you to stand with us.
The number of refugees in the world has recently increased dramatically. According to the UN agency, which is focused on refugee-related issues, there are 6 million more refugees now than there were at the end of 2014. In the last year alone, some 300,000 people have become refugees. Here is a report prepared by TRT World.
More than 65 million people were living as refugees in 2016. They left their homes because of persecution, violence, and human rights violations. 10.3 million people were newly displaced last year. That includes nearly 7 million people displaced within their own countries, and nearly 3.5 million who fled abroad. Those numbers mean 20 people fled their homes every minute of 2016.
Another group of workers the international labor movement is concerned about is migrants, people who leave their home countries looking for employment. Thousands of them are working on huge projects such as the stadiums for the World Cup of Football in Russia, Qatar, and Japan. Ambit Yusun is the general secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International Global Union.
I have to tell you, you know, now it's becoming a trend that migrants are being used to build facilities for mega sporting events, you know. So if you talk about Russia, if you talk about Qatar, even Japan, Tokyo Olympics, they're going to use migrant workers. Attached to this are exploitation from recruitment agencies, from the subcontractors. We can already predict what's going to happen there, and we should protect that. And migrants have normally, you know, have difficulty fighting for their rights in the country of their destination. I think we should put measures on that. They are being used by many companies because it's cheap. I think we should avoid that, you know. I think we should make sure that workers are trained, because this is a difficult job. Building a stadium is a difficult job. And sometimes becomes a tension between a migrant and a national worker, and we should avoid that opportunity, that worker fighting against another worker. So I think migrant workers are workers. If they move, they should have the same equal rights as the national workers. So this is what we are telling: equal pay for equal work in the same place of work. Migrants and national local workers, they are both workers.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.